Jane Doan first, because I want to get rid of this poem. It's a hangover from last week when we had the five-word challenge, which I failed to get together. But the following day, I went on a walk, just thundering along Leaside Marina, and finished the poem. And the words were lizard, rockabye, text, sex, and squelch. So I think I could be forgiven for not managing to finish a poem that had words like sex and squelch and lizard, and anyway, because they touched somewhere deep. The lizard waits and waits. Her tongue is coiled and sprung, awaiting prey, and she will have her way. This world is old, but time is older still, and in time's cradle this wild world evolved from soup to primal sea to shore to forest green and all between primordial. And we, the children of time's rockabye, our reptile hearts still beat beneath the tide. No sentiment, no love holds presence there, but gender, gut, and sex, and food, and plunder, surviving in the modern reptile world. Beneath the screen of sentiment, illusions, texts and torrents, TV dramas, stories, books and Bibles, the lizard waits. She will be satisfied. I knew a counsellor once who bluffed his way in counselling, brass plate, appointment hours, the works. He shared his secret of success. Forget excuses, reasons, explanations, all illusions, mere sentimental drivel. Truth lies in the reptile brain. The reptile holds the key to conflict, love, and glory. Reptile is the only game in town. When cards are down, the stakes are high. Power, sex, survival, domination. The loser forfeits all. The lizard waits. She kills. She tastes the squelching sweetness of success. Then waits again.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. And next up, we have Billy Ramsell.
Experience through HD800 Sennheiser headphones. Our prices are per hour and inclusive of VAT. Our servers are glad to help with your selection. Please ask about our special silence of the month. From the vault, €15. A fine entry level silence. Rendered on a summer Sunday in the left anterior vault of Bank Bontobel, which lies near the Bahnhofstrasse in the heart of Zurich's financial district. Faint hints of air conditioning and other machine noise. Seasoned attenders will detect the distant sounds of underground rail. Perfect for the first timer, or for those only discovering the world of silence. Antarctic Bliss, €20. In the freezing depths of the Ekstrom ice shelf, the perennial acoustic observatory makes a constant record of the undersea soundscape. Its live stream is transmitted continuously to the German Neumauer base, nestled among the icy folds 13 kilometres away, and now via satellite we bring it directly to your headset. Richly textured with the low ground of icebergs being calved and colliding in the watery distance, with the acoustic repertoire of whales and seals, this immersive silence is a perfect antidote to a day of small talk and car alarms, or even just those noisy neighbours. Smoothly euteric, it has been memorably compared to drowning in black milk in an almost gynecological blankness. Mark and Amanda, also €20. An old-style post-orgasmic silence that manages to be languidly insouciant, yet vibrantly crisp. An intense blend of slowing heartbeats, breaths, and nothingness. Keep your respect, €20. For the sportsman, this 24-second loop from Pullman Park, Limerick, during the contest between Munster Rugby and London Wasps on January 8, 19, 2008. rendered as a crowd goes quiet for a nerve-settling penalty kick in the game's 18th minute. This is a robust, rough-hewn silence, whose edges and perfections only add to its allure. Green Dolphin, €50. It's getting serious now. This season's musical special, Bill Evans' famed 1959 solo rendition of On Green Dolphin Street. Every microsecond of silence in this exquisite recording has been isolated, segued, and looped. These reverberating gaps will entrance, summing up the crisp infinities of Nordic thunder. Sonataphiles will relish the web of sympathetic vibration that spans each note. As a great composer once remarked, it's not the notes that play that matter, but rather the spaces that lead between them. Cathedral, only €40. The people who brought you Hagia Sophia, one of last year's most popular silences, now take you inside Cork's own St. Finbar's Cathedral. From closer to home, but no less exciting for that, this smoky silence has a distinctive regal character. You can almost hear the coils of dust drift up and down, pocket galaxies in the light from stained glass windows. It attends you sirens and background mazak of office gossip and radio ads. The intensity is leavened by a worship interrupting floorboard, tits canoodling in the churchyard, sacristan's scratchy cough. Finally, no more tears. €60. Question. What happens when a two-year-old cries itself to extended tear-wrung silence? Answer. A treat for even the most discerning sedative. Smooth yet punchy, sumptuous yet given a hint of the whimsical by static hits commencing at 4:14, bass notes of traffic and ambient drone, tinkling middle notes, top notes of pinched irregular breathing.
What a treat. Thank you, Billy. Next up we have Mairead O'Donoghue.
Christopher Morris. If I was to write a poem about Christopher Morris, it may well include the words charismatic, tall, interesting, enthusiastic, gracious, highly intelligent, not to mention compassionate and funny, but I am not a poet. If I was to have a conversation with a friend, we would both say, Jude Law is nothing on Christopher Morris. The word genius comes to mind, but such a conversation would never be overheard. If I was to pick out one man to be the pinnacle of men whose reverence towards women inspires and passion for art is contagious, who could so easily make one look a fool but doesn't, and is loved by so many, I might well choose Christopher Morris. A person to take a shriveled up grape and inject self-worth into it so as to aspire to be a fine wine worth millions, perhaps never to be drunk. But now I may be getting carried away. But it is nice to know someone to discuss modernism with as easily as Coronation Street, and then think about it afterwards. Or to make you feel better when you're sad. Such a person might just well make an impression.
Thank you, Mairead. Next, we welcome Grant March.
This is not my own. This is a story from the Inuit people of the Arctic North. The snow was lashing down, and a man was walking into the night. The icy pinnacles beat into his face. Eventually, he reached the snow house. He ducked down and went inside, and he lit an oil lamp. And there, in the light of the oil lamp, he saw his daughter's face. Now, it is not known why this happened and why the Eskimo's Inuit man was so angry, why the father was so angry, but he was really angry. And he woke his daughter up and shook her, woke her up. She woke up fearful, and he dragged her out of the snow house, and he dragged her out through the snow and into the night and up to the cliff top. And at the top of the cliff, he threw her off the cliff, and she sailed down through the air until eventually she hit the icy waters. And she fought for a while, and she fought, but the icy waters overcame her, and she drowned, and she went down to the bottom of the ocean. And there, the fish came along and plucked out her eyes and ate the flesh off her body until she was nothing more than a skeleton woman. and in the bottom of the ocean, her skeleton rolled this way and that, backwards and forwards with the currents. Now, many years later, he was a lonely fisherman, and he set off in his kayak to go fishing. And he started daydreaming, and he lay back in his kayak with his line hanging off the side of the boat, and he did not realize that his boat was drifting, drifting into that area that was known to be haunted, that was known to be dangerous, and where you should not go. And so it was that the line of the fisherman went down, down, down to the bottom of the ocean. And there it got tangled up in the ribcage of the skeleton woman. And suddenly the fisherman felt a great tug on his line. And he thought, God, this is the big one. This is the big, I'll be able to feed the village for a whole week. And he pulled up the line, and he pulled up the line, until suddenly there was a clunk on the side of the boat, and there was the skull of the skeleton woman looking up at the fisherman. And his heart started beating, he got trouble fright, and he let go of the fishing line and paddled away as fast as he could. And he paddled, but every time he looked behind him, the line was tangled up in the ribcage of the skeleton woman, and it appeared that she was coming after him in a sea of white sea spray. And he paddled, and she was still coming. And when he got to the land, he jumped out of the kayak, and his leg got tied up in the fishing line. And he ran across the tundra towards his house, and the skeleton woman was following after him behind him. And he dove into his snow house, and he sat inside there panting, his heart beating, beating, beating. And he looked, and suddenly there she was, the skeleton woman, inside his snow house. He was terrified. And he looked at her, again, his heart just beating and beating and beating. And then he noticed that her head was to one side, and her leg sprayed around her shoulders. And she looked all disheveled and forlorn. And so the fisherman reached out a bony hand, and he reached out to touch the skeleton woman. And he touched her skull, and it was okay. And he picked up her skull, and he laid it down on the bed. And then he picked out the bones of the skeleton woman, and he laid them all out onto the bed. And then he set to polishing one of his fishing rods. And as the night grew on, the fisherman grew tired. And he crawled under the oilskins next to the skeleton woman. And he fell asleep. And he fell asleep. And he fell into a deep sleep. And in this sleep, and usually it is because of sadness or because of longing, a tear might come out the corner of your eye. And so a tear came out of the corner of the fisherman's eye. And the skeleton woman saw this tear. And she was so thirsty. And she reached over and she drank from this tear. And she drank from it like it was a river. And then she reached out a bony hand. And she pulled down the oilskins from the fisherman's chest. And with a bony hand, she pressed inside of his chest. And reached inside and took out his heart. And she took out his heart and she beat it. And she beat the heart like it was a drum. And as she beat the heart, the flesh came back on her face and her breasts and her stomach and her legs and her arms, and the hair came back, and she took the heart and she put it back into the fisherman's chest. And the next morning, they woke up lying skin to skin.
Grant spoken like a true Inuit. Lovely. Gorgeous. Next we have Sue Cosgrave.
Thank you, Paul. This is a poem for a friend of mine called Yanela Mohammed. She was a very successful architect in Canada. At the start of the invasion of Iraq in 2003, she decided to go back, left her practice, her family, and set up an organization of women's freedom in Iraq. It's called Tilti. On warmest night of spring, your body next to mine, sleep slipstreams to my fingers to skim the surface of this glorious ocean. I challenge its waves, get tossed aside, a rag, a plastic bag, a discarded boy bobbing on his hide. I see the world tilting on its axis. I try to set it right, get crushed by its weight, a display of a granite fin and shattered bone. You open your eyes, stare into mine. What's the point, you ask me? The world goes on regardless. Justice, love, peace, compassion, they're yours for the having. Your enemies are windmills of the mind. I watch you tilt your head, a sheaf of corn favoring the wind. You, sending your syntax on indifference, continue. That little girl, the one with chest ripped open, not your problem. That little boy with puddles on his eyes, the one you perceive trapped in a bloody downpour of history, not your concern. Rest, forget, be happy. What price their plight? You snap your eyes shut like coffin lids. On warmest night of spring, I stand alone, tilting at windmills. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. And next to the other mic, we have Sinead Ryan.
Hi. This is for a girl called Lauren Dawn Townsend, and she was one of the people who died in the Columbine tragedy. Child of the earth, yet she wanted to fly. Today I'm a hawk. You might hear her crying. A child of the heart, she was laughter and love. With never a hard word, she was peace like the dove. Now a child of all hearts, left to yearn for her joy, while the hearts of the world can only ask why. She protected the little ones, said it would all be okay. While guns fired around them, she safely showed them the way. A child full of heart, whom the world would have loved. Now all those left behind, she protects from above.
Next we have Simon Deasy.
Seeing as it was used so beautifully earlier on, I thought I'd just do a quick shot of the song that was used.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. She moved away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped away from me and moved through the fair, and fondly I watched her move here and move there. She made her way homeward with one star awake as the swan in the evening moves over the lake. The people were saying no to hear were wed, but one has a sorrow that ne'er was said. I smiled as she passed me with her goods and her gear, and that was the last that I saw of my dear. Last night I dreamt my true love came in. She moved She lay down beside me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
Thank you, Simon. Next up, we have Kieran McCartan.
This is called The Crying Gray Sky. The wolves of fashion are barking at your children. The dogs of day are howling at the moon. Blue men are looking for red women. Gray skies looking for somewhere else to cry. It's sad because the night has come to get him. It's dark because the day's begun to lie. It knows its light's a useless weapon. It prays the youth will wonder why. They're working in cafes and starving to death, fading and fading until there's not much left except dead songs of nostalgia and a cough in every breath. The bow bend of the brittle is deep inside their mind, and the masters of the little have left them all behind. So they're alone on an island, playing dress up and pretend, longing for the break of day and dreaming of its end. Time's the only loan shark of the joy that they lend. They look in the looking glass of the future and see great big dining halls with the words Valhalla inscripted on the walls. The wind's moving force blew down the doors. The great big golden walls bled from their pores. The great room empties, they all ran outside. In the midnight weeping dusk, they looked to the sky. There was a whisper in the wind, the sun was about to rise. They knew the day was coming, they all ran to hide.
Thank you, Kieran. Next up, could we ask Patricia Welch to the microphone?
Diptych is a term in art where they have a juxtaposition of two seemingly contradictory images, but they somewhat complement each other. Diptych. Always in my mind, the perfect everything is this one here. In all its glory, I'm welcomed at all costs. In every room I'm allowed in. Any time I can stop for coffee. This is the brink on which I'm placed. Balance my crime, my chances regarding Richard and the Swiss of fame. After night is over and done with, the balance slips as predicted, but hopefully procrastinated. There's a word that would have been slaughtered in other days, I hear it spoken. And who is the one that now was my only defense, walking legalized, head of the mob, and unwittingly, brutally underrated? Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Next on the list we have Miriam Wainwright.
Hello. November, we've got another whole month to wait before the earth turns on its axis again and it's getting dark. I'm going to read a poem about light. Can you hear me? Listen, a voice sang to me and said, all is light, sing. And I sing now with this song, light. I sing down from the heavens, light. I sing into my soul, light. I draw up now from earth's well, light, and drink the crystals of light. I sing into my marrow white torches of light, kingfisher flash of light, green blades of light, loose fires of light, twilight, velvet light, tempest, purple light, lightning's flame. And I draw around about me now drapes and folds of light, bridal gown of moonlight, beaded cowl of starlight, satin train of sunlight, clasped with diamond brooch of noon. I take into my body orange fruits of light, browned nuts of light, haws and flows, bright black berries. I live in summers and in springs and summers of light, thrushes' eggs of light, spiders' webs of light, dawn's fragrance of rose. And I live in autumns and winters of light, light on burnished leaves, light through branched trees, light on snow, firelight glow. I raise up now to light, light of hands that shape and mould, light of arms that yield and give, light of eyes that look and hold, light of age that sees and weeps. And the voice sang, I am a candle of light, and you are a candle of light, and all the earth is one candle of light, lit by the face of love.
Thank you, Miriam. Next up we have Taj Amalan.
Whisperer, and it's a memory of a guy, really nice character, called Murcio Valabella. Tenderest kiss, amore, amore, as his eyes followed you, never quite satiated, every time. The tenderest kiss, amore, amore, as his eyes followed you, never quite satiated. Every time he was near you, his love for you poured from every glance. He saw the goddess in you, and you the god in him. The perfection of this will help to fill the void he left. Be still and know, listen carefully to hear his voice, like a record that will always be playing in your heart. Life is for living, it might say. Life is to be loved. In this way, I live on amore and breath. Thank you.
Hi, Taj. Before I call up the last person on the list, is there anyone I've missed out on who'd like to play a part tonight?
Can I say one part?
Miho.
I was going to read this one last week, but I didn't, and obviously that's why I'm going to read it now. But, good intro, yeah. Same as any other Sunday evening, car with a dog in the front, Polly the car, safe as horses in the back. Looks like we have an accident up ahead, car. Fifth, down to fourth, down to third, down to second, stop. click, click, click. Hazard lights light up the trees in the roadside. As I step out of the car, scenes of Hank's mother comforting two children bring a relieved smile to my face. That's quickly wiped by the scene of the car and the sound of silence cuts through me. In any situation, silence sends a shiver down the spine of many a man. But at an accident, it is helpful knowing the knowledge of. Is there any other way to the city? A disgruntled man asks. I'm unsure I'm back. Even though he was an asshole, it broke the silence, and the anger tossed toward him kept it at bay. At least in my world. Okay, I'm moving on there, folks. The 10 p.m. news confirmed my knowing. Bless them.
Well, the story that was actually, I was coming back at the car, and I probably should have told the story going. But it was, I was on the way up, and I just came across an accident. And that was basically, I think it's bad, no, a lady died in an accident, so I was just kind of following with it.
From Margaret to Michal. So, last but not least, been an amazing night tonight. Rad Urquhart.
I'm going to sit there and I'm wrecked. I do stage crew, you know, I know the microphone stands and things. Okay, I'm going to try and remember this. This is another field poem from Transmond the All Ireland's Poetry Slam. Sting in the tail. Kalka stared at his hands, willing them to start shaking, but nothing. Only stone of thoughts, tripping, daisy chain making. He rose and turned, wide wall open grinning, face front onto hackles risen, maw saliva dripping, V-twin Harley snarling, guard dog. Spring, death turn and technique, crack, whimper, dead dog at his feet. Rubber sole near silent glide, night watch person step aside and he'd arrived. Lock, pick, snick, click, inside, turn left, then right, upstairs, in here, safe. Draw a breath. Whew. Crack, out roof light, in tonight, drain pipe flight, swag bag, gold, jewels, and secrets, offshore banking details with evidence of fraud entailed. Main street, side street, off street, indoor, shut door, and secure, shoes off, feet soft, the lure of the looker. Sovereign, Kruger Rand, Ruby Diamond Pearl, Rolodex, Filofax, top secret file, hate mail, blackmail, pawn shop, fence off, cash in, 20 grams of heroin, average day for an ex-special forces junkie like.